welcome to the Admins of Atlassian podcast. My name is Mark, and today we will be talking about Jira on Windows or Linux. This is a continuation of my Getting Started with Jira series, in which I try to help new admins that are coming into Jira or getting started with Jira to get things set up, what things they should think about, and sharing some of my tips and best practices along the way. So before we dive down into the main topic for today's episode, I wanted to share a few news items with you that's kind of happened recently with Atlassian. The first is that recently Atlassian has celebrated 50,000 customers. That's a pretty large number. So many congrats to them. I'm certainly a customer and I love all of their products. The integration that they have between their software products is great. Atlassian has been around for 10 years with the two co-CEOs, Mike Cannon-Brookes and Scott Farquhar. They started the company on credit cards and kind of ramped it up from there, selling online with a add-to-cart experience that wasn't really that known or that used by other software companies at the time. And that approach has kind of taken a life of its own and really helped company to grow and to help them focus on providing software versus sales. Interesting fact regarding Atlassian, they do not have any sales staff. At least they did not have any sales staff for many years starting out. Now they do have sales advisors. They recently brought that on within the past year or so. But initially starting out, there was no sales team. You pretty much went to their website, choose the products that you wanted, and purchase via credit card or any other method. So they've always been a success story within the tech industry, or with overall, as many people looked at them and said, you need a sales team. And they rebuffed that by continuing to grow each and every year. Another item is Atlassian has filed for an IPO. This has kind of been in the talks for the past several years. The first being that their headquarters was moved from Australia to London. Many viewed that as a move for them to get ready to offer an IPO, but that hadn't happened yet. Today we see small little transitions and changes that they're making that are making lots of people within the industry keep an eye on them for a potential IPO move. I know I've seen many comments online regarding Atlassian filing for an IPO and becoming a public company. It's kind of been a mixed reaction. It's been a reaction of a congrats to them for growing to the point where they can offer an IPO and get new investors to help them grow and fund the business. But on the other side of that, many people who love Atlassian, myself included, are always skeptical when a company goes public, because then it becomes about the investor's interest. If you have good investors that believe in your vision for the company and the long-term goals, then you can really kind of keep that culture that you fostered internally with your employees as well as with your customers. You can keep that going. But sometimes you run into a case where that culture changes drastically. Now that you're a public company, you may not be able to do the things that you used to do anymore, and your focus changes somewhat to appease more of the short-term returns for investors. So we'll kind of have to keep an eye out to see how things go. I hope things all go for the better if and when Atlassian files for an IPO and becomes a public company. Lastly, Atlassian announced today that they are splitting their Jira product into three points of interest for customers. The first being Jira Core, Jira Software, and then as we know it, Jira Service Desk. Now, Jira Core is being positioned or rebranded, if you will, to be available for all business teams, all users to use that software. As we discussed in previous episodes, a lot of people have found Jira to be very flexible to not just be a bug issue tracking system, that they used it to track their projects and other things within their organizations with HR teams, finance teams, you name it. So Atlassian is repositioning their software to cater to those areas to let them know that, hey, Jira isn't just software development or bug tracking. It's available for you to use it in your organization and how you need. The second piece or announcement was the Jira software. Now that portion pretty much bundles Jira Core and Jira Agile, which is their Agile methodology plugin for the tool. With the latest update to Jira Agile, they provide lots of functionality. And so Jira software combined those two together as a product offering and allows teams to take advantage of that Agile functionality, those reports, and Scrum boards to help software teams be very successful. And then, as we know, Jira Service Desk. This is their IT help desk management tool with SLA-driven dashboards built in to compete with other help desk ticketing tools such as Remedy. For example, Jira Service Desk is an additional plugin or service offering that sits on top of the Jira platform for those businesses to add as they need. So with those three core products, one can look again and see how Atlassian is positioning their software, their products and services, and call into question, why are you doing this? Well, it's pretty obvious that they're going for a bigger market, and it helps prep them for a potential IPO. So lots of things moving around for Atlassian, big celebratory moments for them with their 50,000 customers that they've hit this year. So Summit 2015 will be very interesting to see what they may announce. If you don't know about Atlassian Summit, definitely check out the links in my show notes on the blog at adminsofatlassian.com. I will definitely have all the news stories that I've talked about today linked on the blog, and you can definitely check those out. Atlassian Summit is their yearly conference, typically held in San Francisco, where you go to see various sessions from different Atlassian customers sharing information that they've learn or topics that they would like to speak about, as well as sessions from Atlassian sharing information on various key topics as well. You get to see product announcements from Atlassian, as well as visit the showroom floor to see plugins and everything else from various vendors. You can also get support from Atlassian as well with their service desk bar, and pretty much have a great time networking with Atlassian employees as well as other Atlassian customers and vendors. I definitely recommend you go or convince your boss to let you go to Summit. It's a great time for everyone. Okay, so to our main topic. Today we're talking about Jira on Windows or Linux. If you've listened to the other two episodes, you're going to kind of get a theme going with Jira, and that's pretty much because it's such a flexible tool to use within your environment that there's not necessarily an easy answer for everyone. As you go along with the tool, or if you're doing your own research, you're finding that your solutions may not necessarily be the one that someone else chose, whether you're looking at their environment setup, how the app is configured, as well as various plugins that they have. Not anything is one-to-one in how they're using those tools. So you're going to hear me say this a lot, that it depends, it varies, and it's completely based off of your needs and what you're comfortable with. And that's pretty much in regards to this topic today. So choosing a OS for your server is very subjective. It's going to be pretty much driven off the experience of the team that's going to be managing it, and or possibly the direction of your IT team. So if you're choosing for Jira on what operating systems to create or install the application on, then you're going to have to think about who's going to administer the server. If you have a dedicated team that is administering that server, then more than likely they're going to be choosing what OS platform that they want to go with. They may have other tools that they use to monitor the server and the environment. Therefore, they may be more comfortable working in a Windows environment and utilizing those tools to monitor and tweak the application on that platform and/or the operating system itself to provide stellar performance for Jira or anything else Atlassian that you may install. If this is something that you will be administering and maintaining yourself, then you're going to obviously go with something that you're much more comfortable with. Now, as far as what Jira requirements are, Jira does support and work on Linux and Windows environments, and I will have a link to Jira requirements on the blog for you to check that out yourself. But is there a difference? Is there a better one to go with when installing and setting up your Jira environment? And the answer is not really. I know that's not the answer that you're probably looking for, but there's not really a difference between the two. Atlassian does test on those platforms, and users use high-end systems on Windows platform, and there's also customers that have high-end systems on a Linux platform. It's all going to come down to what you and your server team are comfortable managing. Now, there is an argument that some have made in regards to using Linux for very high-end enterprise platforms. If you're looking for stability of a platform as well as performance, then Linux platform will be your choice for Jira. Now, that opinion is highly debatable. Again, you can get great performance out of a Windows environment as well as a Linux environment. So, what if you are a new administrator coming in, getting started for the first time? You're more than likely are going to be familiar with Windows, as that's the most business-dominated operating system. So, you're going to have a Windows server environment that it's going to be very similar for you to install Jira on. Everything is very accessible to you. You are very familiar with the environment, and the main kicker is that you have a UI to navigate when configuring Jira. It's just like working on your very own PC. You navigate to a particular folder to access any of the system configuration files if you need to increase the memory or turn on a particular feature for the application. Restarting it is accessing the Windows service as well, and stopping and starting the Jira application service. So working with a Windows server for Jira and installing it and configuring it for a new admin is very easy. You're already familiar with the operating system to some extent, and therefore it's going to be very easy for you to get started, get the application installed, get it configured, and go from there. On the flip side, if you're choosing Linux as the platform, maybe that choice was made for you, or maybe you decided that the Linux is the direction you want to go. If you're not familiar with Linux, then you're going to have some additional ramp up time to learn the command line, learn about the permissions setup, how everything works within that operating system to get Jira installed and configured. Now, I can say from my own experience, when I was starting out with Jira, I opted for the Linux server. There was kind of a direction or a want within my team to migrate all of our servers from Windows to Linux, primarily from a stability aspect, less frequent patches and reboots. Whether that's for good or bad. Overall, we felt we had much better stability within our Linux environment than we did on our Windows servers. So I started out with Jira being installed on a Linux platform, specifically Red Hat Linux. I've also had a particular dev platform on a Windows server as well. Now, while it was certainly easier to configure the application on Windows, I really valued having Linux being the platform for Jira, as it kind of forced me to get back in touch with the command line-like platform of Linux, of having no UI, issuing line commands to get things going, as it ramped up my education, got me familiar with Linux again so that I can manage other servers within our environment without an issue. I also found that when looking online for documentation and help, a lot of people were using Linux. So a lot of the documentation options that I saw or recommended tweaks all reference a Linux installation path and Linux commands to complete that certain task. So it was very easy for me to do that. On the flip side, with other applications, I have to specifically search for a Windows version to see if anyone has done that particular one. Again, that's just my very own experience. Your mileage may vary regarding that, but that's just something that I wanted to share for myself. Choosing Linux as your platform to get started with installing and managing Jira. If you're doing that and you're new, word of caution, there is going to be some ramp up if you're not familiar with the operating system, and there will be some other things that you should think about. Overall, choosing the operating system for Jira is pretty much up to you. You're going to have to ask yourself, who's going to be managing this platform? Are there any imposed restrictions from your IT department? Do they have particular recommendations when setting up environments, or is it completely subjective and based off your choice? If they're managing it, does your team have a very good handle on Linux? Maybe you're more Windows-based and more familiar with that, while you may have minimum experience with Linux. So that could be something to think about as well. You don't want to run into an issue, especially if you're growing a very large Jira instance that needs to be up 24/7. You don't want to run into an issue where you may not have that experience on hand, but maybe you have an equal experience between the two. It's just a matter of what is recommended within your IT environment. Secondly, it will be completely based off your experience if you're just managing the platform yourself. Which are you comfortable working with? What's going to be the long-term best bet for it? As far as the application itself, Jira is very flexible on what platform that you're choosing. The performance between the two operating systems are going to be the same, so I don't think it's something from an application perspective you need to worry about. It's more about what you can manage and what you're comfortable with. All right, that concludes this episode of Admins of Atlassian. Be sure to follow the blog at adminsofatlassian.com. Check out my Twitter, stay in contact, and stay tuned for the next episode. Again, the show notes and links that of items that I've talked about and things that you should check out will definitely be posted on the blog for this particular episode. Until then, take care.